College football fans, are you ready for week one? DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking you up with a can't-miss offer to start the season strong. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on college football and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Anything can happen in college football. That's right. Your team could go from unranked to dynasty mode in just a couple of years. Change comes fast. The only thing that's a lock is great offers from the DraftKings Sportsbook. Life's more fun when you're in on the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code TASKMASTER, all lowercase. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on college football. Only DraftKings Sportsbook is the way to go, and use that promo code TASKMASTER, then the crown is yours. That's right. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use that promo code TASKMASTER. Own it, live it, win the crown. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code, TASKMASTER, to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy chilling atmosphere after a hard-working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two, or you know what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code TASKMASTER to get a total value of $20. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com, and use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com, and use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is pro wrestler approved. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props. MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code TASKMASTER to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code TASKMASTER and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just don't forget to use that promo code TASKMASTER. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with MyBookie. Three, two, one. Happy New Year from our friends over at Manscaped. The ball has officially dropped, but that doesn't mean you have to drop the ball on your balls in 2023. Whether you had a New Year's kiss or not, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming have you covered for your much-needed resolution of bringing sexy back. So join the 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code Sullivan20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Let us have a toast for a new year, new you, and a new you with no pube. To complete the set, Manscaped threw in the Shed travel bag and anti-chafing boxers as free gifts to give to you to keep all your goodies stored nice and comfortably to go along with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside that Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the signature Lawnmower 4.0. The advanced skin-safe technology reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate part. It also comes equipped with a 4000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land 2023 looks to be. Cheers to new balls in 2023. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Sullivan20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use that promo code Sullivan20. Time to feel sexy and free this 2023 with Manscaped.
This is Hannibal here from thehannibaltv.com with none other than legendary WCW Booker, also Booker of Florida Championship Wrestling, has wrestled all over the world, including WWWF before it became WWE, and had a wonderful wrestling career and has one of the best minds ever in wrestling, none other than the Taskmaster, Kevin Sullivan. How are you doing today?
Great, Hannibal. Thank you very much.
Did you hear that Jerry Springer just died literally before we started this? He passed away this morning.
I saw something come over the phone, but I didn't follow it. Wow.
79 years old.
Completely. I remember when he was like a serious... had a serious program, then he went through that crazy crazy format, right? And the Iron Sheik was on it. A bunch of the wrestlers were on it.
A lot of wrestlers were paid to act on it. I think at least 5 to 10 were. So you never know what's a work or shoot these days. But the reason I have you on is because you're making one of your first trips to Canada in a very long time. Next Saturday, May 6th, in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, at the Earl Armstrong Arena. Great North Wrestling is relaunching under Executive Vice President Jack Kilby, and you're coming back. You'll be meeting fans, signing autographs, and you're also going to be managing the Bloodhunter on that card against James Storm. But what do you think about coming back to Canada after so long?
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it. One of the greatest times of my life was I spent the summer there traveling with Sabu, Mark Lewin, the original Sheik. It was fabulous. What a wonderful time. And I'm looking forward to this too. Great wrestling country. And at one time, I believe there was no better wrestling country in the world. In Montreal and Toronto, back for probably 30 years, drew more money than any cities in the world. I mean, I remember when Montreal had the two promotions. There was actually two promotions in Toronto, in Ontario, rather. The Bear Man and the Tunny. So, I mean, it's a great, great country for wrestling. I'll be glad to get back there. But we have some great matches there, right?
Oh, yeah. There's Wes Briscoe's coming back. He was former Canadian champion, the son of Gerald Briscoe. He's a great wrestler. I mean, I've wrestled him many times. Why do you think Wes never got a shot in WWE with his look? And he had a good run in TNA. But for some reason, he just never got to the main roster.
And the crazy thing was, wasn't he world champion water skier?
Yeah, wakeboarder, I think it's called.
Wakeboarder, yeah. And he's a fabulous athlete. I don't know if it had anything to do with it, but he's a spectacular performer, spectacular. And, comes from the line of the Briscoes, who are some of the greatest performers of all times. I'll be glad to see that the company in Canada is smarter than most of the companies in the United States that use them properly. So I'm really looking forward to watching him wrestle.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I know you had no say in where WCW went, but other than that one show that Jacques Rougeau promoted himself in Montreal, and you guys had something like 15,000 for that one, you never came back for some reason. Why do you think that was?
I think this was the North Tower, who was the business end of the wrestling. I think there was some kind of thing about getting permits and working papers, and they didn't want to put in the work to get them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. Guys like, I don't think Goldberg ever wrestled really that much outside of Toronto in any of the major Canadian cities. When he was on top, he probably would have drawn huge.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I know you actually broke in Montreal. Did you ever wrestle in Ottawa before, which is the capital of Canada?
No, I've never wrestled in Ottawa, but I mean, I wrestled all through Ontario with the Sheik, and I actually maybe 8-9 years ago probably 10. I wrestled in Vancouver, great wrestling town. I mean, it's great wrestling town and a country, and a great boxing country. The first fight that went nationwide in Canada on television was that one of the greatest boxing matches of all times. And I know you're a big fight fan. It was Yvonne Durrell against Archie Moore. Archie Moore was the longest tended light heavyweight champion in the world. And Yvonne Durrell knocked him down 3 times in the first round, and they didn't have 3 knockouts, and the fight was stopped. And I believe he knocked him down 2 other times in the fight. And then in the 11th or 12th round, Archie Moore knocked him out. It's a great, great fight. If you get a chance to watch it, watch it. And then somebody told me that the first wrestling match ever going across Canada was Killer Kowalski versus Yukon Eric.
Very interesting. Yeah, Yukon Eric was extremely over. He lost his ear in that match with Kowalski, right? Yeah. And that became a huge gimmick.
Yeah, it sure did. And they played that up all across the world, because after he lost his ear, my father told me that he went to see the matches return bout in Boston, and it was Kowalski and Yukon Eric in the Boston Gardens at the time, and it was in a major snowstorm. I mean, there's no cars running. The only thing that was running was the subway system. They actually, the magic number to sell out there used to be 13,909. And they sold it out and turned 10,000 people away in a snowstorm.
Yeah, that's amazing. We always hear, like in recent years, they'll use a snowstorm as an excuse. But I've heard with Billy Graham, too, they've sold out places in the older days with snowstorms. So if people really want to see a match and the angles there, it really doesn't matter what the weather is.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, when a town gets that kind of craze for an event, they'll draw whether they're going to crawl over broken glass, as Buddy Rogers used to say.
And I just brought up Billy Graham. I'll put up a picture that his son posted yesterday. He's not looking very good these days. That was taken just a couple of days ago. He's been in the hospital for 4 months now. And he's a fighter. I think he's got to be one of the toughest people ever. He boxed in Madison Square Garden. But just most people would give up. He's gone deaf, and he's just not giving up.
Well, Billy is one of my favorite people. I mean, Billy is a super nice guy. His wife is actually a saint on earth. I'm sorry that Billy's going through all these medical problems. I don't want to put you on the spot, but how much do you think the steroids caused problem for him? Health problems.
Well, obviously he took a ridiculous amount of steroids, and one of the things he has right now is kidney dialysis. I know when the Hep C attacked his liver, and he got the new liver from something like a 23-year-old girl, that helped a lot because he had a fresh liver put in his body. But he also has diabetes and skin cancer, as well as heart problems. There's no doubt that the heart problems would probably be steroid related as well. But the physical disabilities he has, you have them too. I mean, being in the ring for 30 years or more is also going to take its toll on your body.
Yeah. But, you know, talking about Billy, I happened to watch, it might have been your YouTube episode where that famous picture of Billy where he's got the red long tights on and he's got the pose with his arm. I've never seen anything that big. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, I don't think any wrestler has had as big as arms of him ever. And I saw the pictures of him and Arnold together, and he actually looks bigger than Arnold, not as lean.
Yeah.
But he definitely was bigger than Arnold at several points in his career.
Yeah, and then that famous pose George Napolitano took of him where he's standing on a fire hydrant, and he's in the middle of New York City, and he's giving a side chest pose. His arms look huge.
Sorry, my internet cut out for 1 second.
That's okay.
But yeah, he told me the story of that fire hydrant pose, and yeah. I know they tried to recreate it with Hulk Hogan in the 80s, but he said that was just spur of the moment. That wasn't scripted or anything. He just decided to step up on there. And it, he said, I guess the fans ended up surrounding him soon after that. So it was crazy how fit he was. Yeah, I know you're good friends with Mark Lewin. Somebody was asking for an update on him. But one thing I find interesting about him, I remember the story in Ric Flair's book where they had a competition one night with him and Piper on who could drink and do the most stuff.
Yeah.
And Mark Lewin is still alive and very healthy now in his 80s. So yeah. What a physical specimen to have done all that in the old days and still be going strong now.
Yeah, I mean, his father lived to be 90. His father, when I used to go over to meet Mark and train with Mark, his father lived with Mark, took his dad all over the world. And his father was 88. They used to call him Get Smart. He used to have an agent, 88, and they used to call, his name was Sid Lewin, Sid, Agent 88. And I'd go over there, and Sid was a tiny, tiny guy. I'm saying he might have been 5'1". And I'd go over there early in the morning, Mark would be in the shower, getting ready, and Sid at 88 years old would be smoking a joint in the morning. Unbelievable.
There's a story I wanted John to ask you about, but I don't think he has yet. Jerry Jarrett, when he did his interview with me, he was talking about how him and Ric Flair always had heat, and he told one story that involved you, that he went to the WCW offices at one point when he was a consultant to meet with Bischoff, and Flair saw him there and had some sort of temper tantrum, and he said that you were the one that had to get in there and calm Flair down because he was so upset about seeing Jerry Jarrett. Do you remember that at all?
Yeah, I do. I do. And there was, you know, as time goes on, you look back and say, wow, I think it was that Rick didn't like the, and rightfully so, and how they manipulated the magazines almost looked like Lawler was more important than Flair. Do you remember that time? They used to
yeah, because he was good friends with Apter.
Yeah, and it was almost looked like, if you read the magazines, that they were afraid to give Lawler a shot because he would have beaten Flair. And, you know, that was their own protected territory at the time. But, you know, I think eventually, and I think they had Rick go, eventually they smoothed out. But during that time, I think that when Rick went there, they tried to talk him into a finish that he didn't do, and they never brought him back.
That explains it. And I happened to watch a documentary on the dangers of Miami in the 80s the other day, on how crazy, how it was like the murder capital of the world at one point in the late 70s, yeah, early 80s, and the drug money coming in was just insane. Do you have any memories of how wild Miami was in the 80s? Because you wrestled there every week, yeah, for FCW or Championship Wrestling for Florida.
Do you remember the scene where they're all underneath the bridge, all the criminals that came? Not everybody was a criminal, but let out a lot of criminals out of jail and mental patients. They're underneath the overpasses in like camps. And I remember that. I mean, it was crazy. And then even police would tell you back in that day, 90% of anything built in downtown Miami was built on drug money. I mean, it was like you would see everybody coming to any kind of event dressed in the nines and cars, I mean, planes, boats. I mean, it was crazy. They actually arrested a town outside of Homestead, Florida City. I think the population was like 2,600. Discounting children, they arrested half the town and put them in prison. They were processing the weed and coke was coming through the town. It was just a crazy time. And we had 37 cops working the matches for us, guiding us going in and out and, you know, taking us outside to the car and stuff. All 37 of them got indicted for smuggling drugs.
Yeah, that was in the documentary too. How many cops were getting paid off massive amounts of money by these people that were importing drugs, and there was kids getting murdered. It was just wild and scary. It's with all the insanity back then.
Yeah, and one of the things was, you know, when they opened up the floodgates, anybody could come in from Havana. And when Castro wanted to get rid of his undesirables, we accepted them, you know? I mean, and the Cuban-American people are wonderful people. I have great friends. My daughter's godfather's a Cuban-American, directly one of the first guys to leave during that time. And but they sent, like you see in Scarface, they sent people that had big criminal records. They also sent people that were mentally unfit. But it was crazy. And that's what the town was built on, drugs.
Now, for Great North Wrestling, I know Jack Kilby has been talking to you. He has a lot of respect for your knowledge and obviously your success. You were part of those 83 weeks of dominance in WCW. What to get Great North Wrestling back in the relaunch? I know Jack Kilby has plans to run regular events. We do have the Hannibal TV, by far Canada's most popular YouTube channel to air these events on, but what would you like to see, and what do you think is going to take this company to actually have success in the year 2023? Is it a similar formula that's always worked? What would you like to see from this company beginning May 6th in Ottawa?
What I believe worked, this is a talent-driven business, and he has put together a magnificent card. We got the Blood Hunter returning, and we all know what kind of mayhem he brings. People want to see excitement. And I also think that he's put together a card that gives you a little bit of everything. It gives you high flyers. It gives you, there's going to be a real fight with Bloodhunter and Storm. There's going to be some great technical wrestling, but he's brought, like with Wes Briscoe, he's brought in guys with a lineage of drawing money, excellent performers, and this should pop the territory that he's going to be running. Did you say every 3.5 months at first?
I think he wants to run every 2.5 months.
2.5. Okay. Yeah. So after that, I could see him running every month pretty easily, because the Bloodhunter did that in Texas, if you remember. We went from 300 people the first show till 4 shows later. We were doing 1,200 people, and everybody kind of jumped on board to, hey, we got to perform our asses off here, because the Bloodhunter has just raised his game. And then we had Max, and then we had Moonshine Mantell, and Andrew Anderson that appeared, and we got Enzo Amore, and we got people wanting
big cast who's about now in AEW.
Yeah. And we had guys that wanted to be there. It was a place for them to go. So I'm really looking forward to this, because I think once the people see the first show, they're going to really enjoy it.
I think one of the issues with that company, which at one point was like the hottest company everybody was talking about in 2021 there, probably in the spring of 2021, there was just too many cooks in the kitchen. So the good thing about this one is there's less of an office staff, so messages are going to be less mixed. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. It is a very good thing. And like you said, a lot less, it's lots more streamlined. A lot, and you got, you know, Jack and yourself are involved, and you guys have been successful before, and I believe you'll be successful coming right out of the chute. And it's good to see that this gives Canada its own product, basically. You know what I mean? Its own product. And I always thought, like I said earlier on the program, Canada and Montreal, and probably Ottawa too, I don't know that history, but Canada, I mean, they had the Rougeaus and the Vachons, two big companies at one time. They both drawn thousands and thousands of people. You had, go back a little further in Toronto, Montreal, you had Eddie Quinn, you had the Tunnies. So I'm looking forward to this being a big revival of pro wrestling in Canada.
From what I recall from the history I've been told, about Ottawa, is since it's kind of in between Toronto and Montreal, we had the Tunnies coming here, we had the Montreal territory, and even Vern Gagne ran here in the past, so we had a good mix. But we've run Montreal before, and there's no doubt that I think that's on Jack Kilby's list of cities that he wants to go to as this continues on. One of the best, as you said, at one point both of those Montreal companies were running 3 shows a night in the height of the Rougeaus and Vachon's popularity. And although the top wrestlers are making more money than ever now, sadly, there's not as many jobs. But I think the fans are still there, because WWE for Quebec, they only come to Montreal now. They used to go to about 6 or 8 towns. So there's a lot of towns that don't get wrestling anymore. So there's potential.
Yeah, it's like, CWF Championship Wrestling for Florida is restarting. And they have the parent company is CCW. Well, everybody has been down in Florida. Everybody's tried to run Florida, but they haven't been successful. He has shows like Hialeah. His average draw there is 850 people. And that's a wonderful draw, I think, because it's in a bad section of town. When I say bad section of town, it's not dangerous. It's just that it's an industrial part of the city. You know what I mean? Not a lot of place to park. And then he's got the same amount of people in Kissimmee, which is right outside of Orlando. He's doing real well, and he's expanded into Nashville. So I'm looking forward to all these places being able to expand and see wrestling and bring wrestling to these different cities that haven't had wrestling in years, and it gives more opportunities to people to learn how to wrestle.
Very good. And we also have Jeremy Prophet and Jessica Black on this card. Jeremy Prophet's the current Canadian champion, and they actually had the very first AEW match in Canada. They were used on the AEW show in Toronto. So I don't think you've seen Jeremy wrestle yet, Kevin, but he's an excellent wrestler. So we're looking forward to seeing you out here next Saturday night.
Yeah, I want my fans, I'm going to get there early for a meet and greet, and I want the fans to come up and tell me hello, whatever you want to talk about. I'd like to talk the history of wrestling, and I'm really looking forward to coming out there.
And Kevin will be taking pictures in the ring with fans, by the way, as well as signing autographs. So it's a great opportunity. I'll just slip this quick question in with a fan here has asked, did you keep in touch with Matt Bourne, who's passed away? Were you ever friends with him?
Oh yeah, I was friends with Matt. Me and Mark used to, when we were in Florida, used to go into Texas and wrestle Matt Bourne and Buzz Sawyer. And boy, they were physical matches.
Yeah, Matt actually has a dark side of the ring coming up. By the way, this is a funny question. I have to ask you about this. Abdullah has a dark side of the ring coming up that I'm part of. I've received letters from him, handwritten. I've seen him read text messages. I know you've hung around him. He's collected almost $10,000 now on GoFundMe, claiming he can't read or write or use ATMs. I mean, in your experience, is this a stupid man? Or when you met him, did you think that this was a pretty intelligent guy? Because I always thought he was pretty intelligent. He ran businesses. He was incredibly successful in wrestling. It's kind of funny. He's trying to make himself out to be not very intelligent these days.
Yeah, it's true. I like Abdullah, but he's also trying to make a believe that how did he travel all over the world if he couldn't read and write? You know what I mean? That's bull, because I'd go into a restaurant and I may not sit with him, but I'd see him order stuff and he was looking at a menu. But I mean, I think he's just trying to skirt that issue with the lawsuit. But I don't buy that 100%. Maybe he's not the most vivacious reader, but I think it's just a way to not pay a certain person is the money that is due to him.
Yeah, he was claiming in that video that he's poor because he paid money, which he never actually paid. So
right.
So that's kind of unfortunate. And I'll just put this up for the fans, because here's a handwritten red letter that he wrote me at one point. He can write very well. He's just working you guys. So congratulations on him on getting his $10,000. But Kevin, it's going to be great to see you next Saturday night. Great North Wrestling, Ottawa, Ontario, Earl Armstrong Arena. Tickets on sale now at ticketweb.ca or get them at the door. I'll let you have your final thought.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. And hopefully this is a rebirth of wrestling and on Ottawa.
This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPT Empire to become a patron. And also check out the website TMPTEmpire.com and buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies. Brother. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code Taskmaster to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy chilling atmosphere after a hard-working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two, or you know what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code Taskmaster to get a total value of $20. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com and use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com and use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props. MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code TASKMASTER to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code TASKMASTER and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just don't forget to use that promo code TASKMASTER. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with my bookie. Three, two, one, happy new year from our friends over at Manscaped. The ball has officially dropped, but that doesn't mean you have to drop the ball on your balls in 2023. Whether you had a New Year's kiss or not, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming have you covered for your much-needed resolution of bringing sexy back. So join the 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code Sullivan20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Let us have a toast for a new year, new you, and a new you with no pubes. To complete the set, Manscaped threw in the Shed travel bag and anti-chafing boxers as free gifts to give to you to keep all your goodies stored nice and comfortably to go along with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside that Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the Signature Lawnmower 4.0. The advanced skin-safe technology reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate parts. It also comes equipped with a 4000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land 2023 looks to be. Cheers to new balls in 2023. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Sullivan20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use that promo code Sullivan20. Time to feel sexy and free this 2023 with Manscaped. College football fans, are you ready for week one? DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking you up with a can't-miss offer to start the season strong. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on college football and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Anything can happen in college football. That's right. Your team could go from unranked to dynasty mode in just a couple of years. Change comes fast. The only thing that's a lock is great offers from the DraftKings Sportsbook. Life's more fun when you're in on the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code TASKMASTER, all lowercase. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on college football. Only DraftKings Sportsbook is the way to go, and use that promo code TASKMASTER, then the crown is yours. That's right. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. today and use that promo code Taskmaster. Own it, live it, win the crown.